Oakland Unified launched its African American Male Achievement Project in 2010 to support young black men in their educational pursuits and to end what they call the epidemic of failure of African American students in OUSD.
Because by most measures, African American males are performing the worst relative to other major demographic groups.
Troy Flint is the spokesperson for OUSD. He says Oakland has a history of strong black activism.
Black people have been the prominent minority, at least in terms of social perception, for longer. There is a little bit more attention paid to the African American community, and the political institutions that can advocate for African Americans are a little bit older and a little more robust. So black students may benefit from more attention.
But he says Latinos could also benefit from targeted programs.
And there's certainly an argument that there should be an equally powerful initiative to support Latino students. And there's some work going on to really raise that up and develop it. But I think as the Latino community continues to grow and becomes more civically engaged and politically prominent, and certainly as Latino students become a larger and larger part of the school district, we're going to see that balance shift a little bit, and there are going to be more programs which are explicitly supporting the Latino community.
At Skyline, that's already happening. Reporter Mary Ruiz takes us inside the new Young Latino Men and Boys program to find out how it's helping students through mentorship and teaching cultural history.
That's something that's like holding you back, and regalo is like something good that's been going on.
It's Friday morning in Classroom 103, and students are taking turns sharing their cargas and the regalos for the week. That means burdens and gifts in Spanish.
Well, my carga is I'm graduating and I've been job hunting and it's been stressful.
The students are sitting in a circle facing each other, listening. It seems hard to believe that a classroom filled with 25 high school boys can focus right before the weekend. But for them, cargas y regalos is an opportunity to show respect to their fellow classmates.
Everybody pays attention to each other, even if they don't want to, but they just still feel like it's respect towards the other person, so they just do it. My name is Victor, and I'm a ninth grade student.
Victor Ronquillo is one of the students in the Young Latino Men and Boys program at Skyline.
Arturo helps me out, in which he's a mentor in the program or the teacher. He helps me out with my homework and talking to teachers and backing me up in situations like getting suspended or getting in trouble in class.
This program offers academic support, wellness, job training, and mentorship. Victor's mentor is Arturo Aguayo.
I always wanted to come back to Oakland and to my high school.
Arturo graduated from Skyline in 2006. He sees himself in his students and uses his mistakes and his success as a way to motivate the kids he works with.
Mm-hmm. Just like having the mentorship, the male role model, Latino role model, like, you know, being from Skyline, going to Berkeley, graduating, and come back and being the example for the kids.
Arturo mentors all 25 students in his class. He graduated from UC Berkeley in 2012, and he's been running the program at Skyline this past school year.
In the center, just to acknowledge each other and give respect, especially when we do this activity of Carmen Regalo, we try to hear each other out and listen and try to learn something new from the everyday cargas.
By sharing his own stories, Arturo says he's created an environment where he hopes his students feel comfortable.
So that's why I'm here, to encourage them. Like, you know, I did it. All overcame, graduating high school, going to college, graduating from Berkeley, and I'm back here to help you guys, you know. But a lot of kids don't realize that, you know, what help is. So it's really hard to really help them, because if they don't tell me if they need help, it's really hard.
He says one thing that does help is for students to understand their history and to relearn values and traditions they may have lost. He wants his students to know that there are Latinos throughout history who have been successful and important, people they should be proud of.
The Mayans were really smart people. Aztecs were people, really smart people as well. Both tribes were like really smart, like inventing astronomy, right? So for them to know that, yeah, they have a history, they have traditions.
Both Arturo and the Unity Council agree that mainstream Oakland culture can be hazardous to a Latino boy's health because they're at risk of violence or dropping out, and they have few job opportunities. Arturo can relate because he grew up in the San Antonio district of Oakland and had to cope with major loss in high school.
I mean, I lost my dad when I was 17. That was probably the first time I experienced with, like, you know, trauma, like trying to cope with the, you know, the idea that I didn't have my dad no more, right? But a lot of these kids have more personal issues that sometimes I don't relate to them.
He can get frustrated by their lack of academic progress. Today, he's sharing his own carga in the circle, the burden of wanting them to try harder.
As I see it, the GPA is getting lower as an average, as a class. But, you know, I need you guys to help you guys to get that GPA up.
Arturo points out that he never had to experience things like violence or drugs, but some of his students do, daily.
And it's hard to engage these kids. And I have 25 kids, and it's like a lot of kids dealing with mental health disabilities. They have learning disabilities, a lot of trauma going in their lives.
My mom and my dad had hella problems. And like, my mom wanted to do hella shit, so did my dad. And Arturo was trying to like find problems and ways to like for therapy and stuff.
That's Alex Mendoza, a 10th grader who says his connection with Arturo has helped him learn lessons he wouldn't learn inside a classroom.
We learn like how to become men and how to like grow up and stop being childish and like how life is gonna be hard. Yeah.
Despite the hardships some of these teens face, the culture at Skyline is slowly changing as they implement more restorative justice practices and become more aware of the outside influences affecting students' negative behavior. But he says the pressures on kids are so heavy, change may not be happening fast enough.
There is positive people up here, but not enough. So a lot of people are really negative, teachers, admins, officers. You know, it's really hard when you have a lot of negativity up here and it's not really helping the cause.
Students say it's because of the positive energy and support Arturo provides that they feel so comfortable in his classroom. And for Arturo, that's enough of a success story. For now, anyway. For Cross Currents, I'm Mary Ruiz.